Om Sri Sai Ram. We offer our humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. With your blessing, Swami, the Satya Sai International Organization is privileged to present a dance program with love by the children of the Satya Sai School of Thailand. This dance program shows the cultural diversity of Thailand, which is known as the Land of Smile. The presentation depicts the culture of the North, South, Central, and Isan regions of Thailand. It also shows the joy and peace that pervades the lives of our brothers and sisters in Thailand. Swami, please accept this humble offering of ours. Jai Sai Ram.
my most loving and humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today, I am honored to present the outstanding musician, singer and songwriter, Miss Dana Gillespie from the UK. She is a very popular blues singer in the Western world and has given concerts professionally since she was 15. She first sang for Swami on his 70th birthday, and since then she has sung for him during his birthday almost every year. Miss Dana Gillespie has been involved in the recording of 65 musical albums and appeared on stage in several productions, such as Jesus Christ Superstar. She even acted as the first Mary Magdalene in their production. Once, Swami said to her, "I will give you spiritual diamonds, and you will take them all over the world." She says she did not understand the meaning of those words at that time. But now, she travels all over the world, sharing Swami's love through concerts and performances. Through her songs, she shares Swami's teachings worldwide, which are verily spiritual diamonds. She has delighted hundreds of thousands of people through her love and music, and continues to enchant devotees with her melodious voice even today. Brothers and sisters, please join me in welcoming Miss Dana Gillespie.
Dearest beloved Baba, our Swami, and dear Sai brothers and sisters, I'd like to give you a program of mixture of old and new songs. Because as I look around you, I think back to when I first came here to put a party. It was about 33 years ago, so I'd lived half my life. Things have changed very much since then, obviously. But Swami didn't actually talk to me for 12 years, and in these 12 years, I got to think about how he was speaking to me and taking me step by step, because I'd lived a life full of great adventure, but I hadn't realized that stepping into the doors of this place was going to be the greatest adventure of all. And he taught me many things without speaking to me. And this is the title of this first song. You have to think of this song. I wrote it as the perspective of Swami speaking to me and how I should step slowly, one step, while he took 10 to me with his hand held out and I could hold on to it. The song is called, Would You Like to Come With Me? To come with me, I'll teach you how to fly. Reach for this reality, make you question why. For love can be so visionary. It's time for you to know the answer to this mystery. It comes with letting go. Oh, how'd you like to come with me into the unknown? And love will be the guarantee. And once the seed is sown, love will never let you down. For love is always true. Love is the jewel in the crown that quivers deep in you. Oh, how would you like to come with me? Yes, Swami. How would you like to come with me? For life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Thank you. You may notice that I sway around a bit when I sing. I've always been like that. And once Swami told the men on the veranda, he said, look at Dana, she's always singing like this, and he did me better than I do me. Anyway, I'm just telling you, excusing myself, because once the music starts, I never know what's going to happen. You know, I've often heard Swami say how important it was, the unity of everyone in the globe, around the world. Unity is divinity, he said many times. And as I travel a lot around the world, I see there is really no difference between any of us, because the universal thing is love. So this song is called Unify. Ocean and so many stars in the sky, and we're all part of one big family. It's just this body that's born to die. And if you wanna know the unknowable, you must touch the untouchable to move the unmovable, so you can love the unlovable. Only love can unify. Between me and you, black or white, rich or poor, qualified to open the door and follow the path. There's the key to open it if you try. And if you wanna know the unknowable, you must touch the untouchable, then move the unmovable, so you can love the unlovable. Only love can unify. Thinking about what is mine or what is yours. It's so easy if we'd simplify. Cause we're brothers and sisters, all part of the whole. It's just this body that's born to die. And if you wanna know the unknowable, you must touch the untouchable, the move the unmovable, then think the unthinkable, to see the unseeable, and hear the unhearable, and feel the unfeelable, so you can love the unlovable. Only love can unify. Unify. Only love can unify. Thank you. Swami used to say the most marvelous sentences. Either they were jewels dripping out of his own mouth, or I'd see them written up monthly in the Sanatanasarati, and then I'd immediately rush and get an idea for a song. Like this next song, I took this sentence, "Love is the light that guides the feet of man in the wilderness." What an amazing sentence. And then I thought, you know, as love is the thing that guides us all. When we get up in the morning, we all put our clothes on. We get ready to go out and face the day. Much more important is to make sure that we have put on love. Actually, it should be there all night as well. But one should keep love on us all the time, which is why this song is called Put On Love. And keep it on. When you get up in the morning, you better take care. There's only one thing that you ought to wear or put on, love. Put on love. Now it really doesn't matter the way that you dress. Well, I don't even care if you look a mess. Just put on love. Sweet love. So put on compassion, put on tenderness and mercy. Oh, put on love. Sweet, sweet love. Love is the light that guides the feet of man in the wilderness. Love is the light that guides the feet of man in the wilderness. From the first thing in the morning till the last thing at night, oh, do yourself a favor, get your priorities right, and put on love. Sweet love. So put on compassion, put on tenderness and mercy. That guides the feet of man in the wilderness. Love is the light that guides the feet of man in the wilderness. So don't leave home without it. Don't leave it at the door. Just make this robe of honor the one you adore. Just put on love, sweet love. Now put on compassion, put on tenderness and mercy. Oh, put on love. You know, I try and sing about Swami and his love. Sometimes it may be rather heavily veiled, like that song. But when I know that the lines have come from him, then I'm not worried, and I hope you all enjoy this kind of music. I often heard Swami say how we should live our lives like a fragrant rose. In other words, giving out a wonderful perfume to everyone. Even if a bad person walks past or a good person, the rose still sends out this great scent. And this is how this song came to be born, because it's called quite simply Giving Out to Everyone. Your existence, for it is nothing but weeds. Try planting in the garden of your heart these divine seeds. And if you water it with devotion, watching how it grows. As the petals slowly open, the heart becomes a rose. Giving out to everyone this fragrance of love. Giving out to everyone the sweet perfume of love. And if you should find a diamond lying on the earth, polish it and make it shine, for it has waited for you since birth. Sound of silence, if you listen with care, the whispers from eternity will guide you and take you there. Give it out to everyone the fragrance of love.
Give it out to everyone
to everyone the perfume of love. Thank you. I'd like to sing for you now a song that I actually sang on the 80th birthday, but it was quite late at night then, and those of you who were there were probably so frozen cold, because it was drizzling and cold, you probably didn't hear the words. But the opening lines come from Swami, so I'm going to just say them to you now. With the lamp of love, you will never be in darkness. If you hold it near, it will take you far. There's great depth in those words. And, you know, Swami kept saying over and over again, he's always with us. He never leaves us. He's always there. And that's his promise to us. And, of course, he never lets us down. He might leave us hanging on till the very last second and you wonder whether you're going to get saved. But he never lets us down. So this song is called The Promise. With the lamp of love, you'll never be in darkness. If you hold it near, it'll take you far. Oh, the lamp of love is illumination to see what you really are. With the lamp of love, you'll never be in darkness. That's a promise. That's a promise. From behind the curtains, he pulls the strings, brings us hope and gives us wings to fly to where we all belong. Hear the song the angel sings. Once you hear him calling, it cannot be ignored. For he catches us when we're falling. And he says, am I not your Lord? Oh yes, Swami, you are my Lord. Love is like a diamond that shines for all to see. It's the only jewel of value, the one that sets us free. For worldly pleasures mean nothing compared to the pleasures of the heart. The one who's always giving has made love into a living art. So give your heart completely to the one who is adored. To hear those words said sweetly, and those words are, am I not your Lord? Oh yes, Swami, you are the Lord. So light the lamp of love, and your life will be complete. If you follow in his footsteps and fall at his lotus feet. So when trouble comes, you'll be holding on. You won't give up, you'll be shining through. And the
the moment you surrender, he'll be there taking care of you. He'll never let us down, of that we are assured. So when the storm clouds gather, he's the one to bring the calm. That's why all the hearts are crying, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. With a lamp of love, you'll never be in darkness. If you hold it near, it'll take you far. Oh, the lamp of love is illumination to see what we really are. Oh, Prema Swarupa, embodiments of love. We all belong to the one who holds this vast blue dome above. With the lamp of love, you'll never be in darkness. If you hold it near, it'll take you far. With the lamp of love, you'll never be in darkness. That's his promise, that's his promise.
Thank you. And now another song with another, what I call a killer line of Swami's. He came out with these gems. This next one is called Love is the Net in Which All Hearts Are Caught. And it's true, none of us would be here unless he hadn't ensnared our hearts. I don't think I need to talk anymore. I'll just do this song for you. This message is a call to all who have come awake to love. But it is a lullaby for those who are still meant to sleep. Love is the star in our heart that shines brightly, and its brilliance illuminates and consumes all the evils of life, so that nothing is left but that purity that is divine love. Hear me now. Love is the net in which all hearts are caught. Where souls unite at the meeting of plants. So talk with love and walk along love's road. Follow in his footsteps, never lose this chance.
Has painted the stars we see in the sky. Like so many jewels that shine at night up high. And whose hand has created the heavens and the earth below. A path for everyone a long time ago.
Love is the net in which all hearts are caught. We move and sway together like waves on the sea. Each one of us a part
part of love's symphony. His love is the key to the door that sets us free. And who waters our seeds of love so we never die? And pours his divine light that makes us love is the net in which all hearts are caught. Where our souls unite at the meeting of a glance. So talk with love and walk along love's road. Follow in his footsteps, never lose this chance. For love is the net in which all hearts are caught. His love is the net in which all hearts are caught. His love is the net in which all hearts are caught. His love is the net in which all hearts are caught. Thank you. When I first came here, it needed somebody to explain to me what the word Prashanti Nilayam meant. I was told it meant the abode of heavenly peace. For writing a song, for songwriting purposes, I should say, I thought the word abode was, in a way, rather old-fashioned. So I changed the title of this next song to In the Garden of Heavenly Peace. And I sing it because I wrote this song about Prashanti Nilayam. Every time I've been here, something happens to my heart. The amount of times many of us have left here with a tear in our eye because we're leaving, actually we're not leaving anything behind, he goes with us. But still, when the physical form was here, it was marvelous to see him. And it's still marvelous because he's everywhere. But this song is called quite simply, In the Garden of Heavenly Peace. Perfume like the jasmine flower at night. Its fragrance, it touches everyone. When all the hearts unite to become part of the whole. In the garden of the soul. For love can only increase in this garden of heavenly peace. And God of heavenly peace.
Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow,
let it grow. As the lotus needs water, so dies my heart without you. And if all I see is an illusion, then is the sky really blue? There's an answer for mankind in the garden of the mind. And love can only increase in the garden of heavenly peace. And love can only increase in the garden of heavenly peace.
Let it go.
Let it grow,
let it grow, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow,
let it grow, let it grow. In Prashanti Nilayam, in Prashanti Nilayam, in Prashanti. So lucky to be here. Now, I'd like to finish this program with a bhajan. It seems a fitting thing to do. But you know, often when I travel the world singing about Swami, I tend to not only sing the bhajans, especially in India where everyone sings them far better than me, but I try and get his message across the Western way in a song that they can maybe sing when they go home, because I'm a poor Westerner. I often don't know what some of the words mean. So in this particular bhajan, which I don't need to introduce to any of you because you all know it far better than I do, I put a little bit at the end where the words of the meaning of the bhajan are in English, because I don't think it's very good to just sing the bhajan mechanically without understanding what you're saying. It's important to remind the Westerners at least what it is that we're singing about. And by the way, singing with me on this track is the lovely voice of Vijay Sai. So I'm not going to introduce it to you, but please sing along with me so I'm not up here on my own. I'm not anyway, he's there.
Nanak ji ki jai jai ka.
Guru Nanak ji ki jai jai ka.
Guru Nanak ji ki jai jai ka.
Jo bole so hove nihao.
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 Allah sai le lo salam.
Pita Prabhu Sai Ram, Yesu Pita Prabhu Sai Ram,
Buddha Zoroastra Mahavira Nam,
Buddha Zoroastra Mahavira
Nam,
Buddha Zoroastra Mahavira Nam,
Salam Salam Lakho Salam,
Salam Salam Lakho Salam,
Sai. Salam, salam, lako salam. Salam lelo salam.
Salam salam lelo salam. Whoever chants the name of God attains the final goal of liberation. Peace unto you 1,000 times. Peace and salutation. Whoever chants the name of God attains the final goal of liberation. Peace unto you 1,000 times. Peace and salutation.
Salam.
Salam.
Salam. Whoever chants the name of God attains the final goal of liberation. Peace unto you 1,000 times, peace and salutation. Whoever chants the name of God attains the final goal of liberation. Peace unto you 1,000 times, peace and salutation. Thank you very much. Sairam, thank you.
Yeah. बोलो सब मिल बोलो नमः शिवाय बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya Bolo bolo sab mil bolo Om Namah Shivaya
Yes. ਧਰਮ ਪ੍ਰਿਯਸਾਈ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਸਾਈ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਹਰੇ ਸਰਵ ਧਰਮ ਪ੍ਰਿਯਸਾਈ ਹਰੇ
ਨਾਰਾਇਣ Yeah.